Hello.
Hi, Mr. Thomas. It's Michael calling you back from MMA Legal, sir.
Yes, yes, that's fine, man.
How are you, Donald?
I am okay. I'm just getting on with it, you know.
Yeah, perfect.
Sorry, what?
Are you home now, Donald? Are you okay to have a 10-minute chat with me about your case?
Aye, I'm fine, aye.
All right, perfect. Just to let you know, Donald, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yes.
It's my role, Donald, as part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence for you.
Yeah.
What that means is... give me 2 seconds. What that means is I'll write to, you know, social services, educational authorities, and the likes to gather the evidence from your time in care.
Yes.
But also, it's trying to get to understand you a little bit better, Donald. And understand the trauma you faced in care and how that's had an effect on you into your adult life. You know, stuff that I can evidence, like being diagnosed with, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD, had any sort of alcohol or substance issues, that obviously GPs or, you know, charities or, you know, addiction charities know. And I'll write to those authorities, gather that evidence and paint a picture of, you know, Donald Thomas, not just in care, but also because of care.
Well, I was in care for every 7-year-old. I've been in hundreds of children's homes and hundreds of places. I've even had children's homes, foster parents. And then because it unsettled me and I was running away from some of the places, and I ended up in detention. I ended up getting my detention twice, and then Boston. I done Boston as well, and then I went to a juvenile. I was in juvenile lockup, and then I went from there to adult prison.
So you've been institutionalised from a very young age?
Aye, all my life.
Yeah.
All my life, I went to, even till I was in care, aye.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry you've been kicked into that life.
Yeah, it's part of the bit from pillar to post. Everywhere.
Any childhood built on instability and, you know, abandonment and just breeds anger issues and, you know.
Well, I had other problems. I couldn't sit in a classroom. I couldn't do anything because of everything. I just felt confined all the time. I just had to get out and run away.
Yeah.
And I've been with that ever since. That's how I deal with my problems. I just run away from them all. And I don't have to face them.
No, I get that. I do get that. Have you ever been diagnosed with any sorts of mental health issues?
I took a stroke. I took a bleed in the brain. I've got a cramped aneurysm right now as I'm speaking to you in my head.
Oh, wow.
I was in theatre for 15 and a half hours just to try and stop my brain from bleeding. It affected my hearing and my eyesight. And it's just been one thing after another.
No, I'm so sorry, mate. That sounds like you've been right through the mill there.
Okay. A neurosurgeon would tell you that himself. I had 3 neurosurgeons that done the operation on me. And they tell me I was 15 and a half hours in theatre just for the operation itself. They tried to stop the brain, it wouldn't stop. And they say they ended up trying to burn it to stop my brain from bleeding.
Of course, either.
And then ended up, what they've done, they says, the only thing we could do was clamp it. They've clamped it, the aneurysm, they've clamped it in my head.
Wow.
So if I relapse, I'll not get back up, they tell me.
Yeah, but, I'm so sorry.
I've been through everything, and I've been in children's homes, a few in children's homes in Scotland, a few children's homes in England, because my mum and dad separated, and my dad went to stay in Manchester, well, Rochdale, just outside Manchester.
Oh, wow.
And I went to stay with my dad, but he was kind of cruel and violent, so I kept running away from home, and then I wouldn't go to school. And it just unsettled me.
Yeah, I'm buying that. I'm so sorry. Have you had any issues with alcohol or drugs, Donald?
When I was younger, I got alcohol poisoning. I think it's because I started drinking cider when I was running away for children's homes and that, hanging about the rag crowd. Well, the boys my own age, but then and then we were all drinking. We just kept drinking all the time. And I ended up in hospital because I got alcohol poison. But then I managed to get medicine sorted out and stayed after drink.
Oh, nice, well done.
But not for drugs, no, I don't bother with drugs.
Okay. Have you ever been diagnosed with depression or anxiety, Donald?
I mean, my doctor, I say to the doctor, he says, I'm really down all the time, I just need something to get my head together, but I've never been diagnosed. I've never had it for the doctor.
You never had any sort of medication for the doctor for feeling down?
No, just a lot of high blood pressure and things like that. No, really, no. I just stressed out. I think I was stressed out quite a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, you said you're in foster care quite a bit. I mean, I've got two care settings here. Yeah. I've got Nazareth House, which seems to pop up quite a lot. And I've got Cardross Care Home, Dumbartonshire.
I was in Ladyfield East in Dumfries. And I was in Ladyfield West in Dumfries. So there's a Ladyfield West and Ladyfield East. I was in each one of them, and then I went for there. I got transferred from there down to Blackburn House. I was in Blackburn House.
Yeah. Sorry, whereabouts is Ladyfield East?
That's in Dumfries.
Dumfries
in Scotland, yes. And Ladyfield West is in Dumfries, Scotland as well. And then I got transferred to Blackburn House in Blackburn.
Okay. Roughly what years was you in Ladyfield East and West?
Well, I was only young. I was only about 7 or 8 year old.
So that would give us 1968?
Aye, it was in about then. I was born in 61.
Yeah,
so I must have been only 7 or 8, I would say that, 7 or 8.
Okay, and what was the other one?
Ladyfield West.
Yeah, I've got that one.
Blackburn House. Blackburn House, and that's in Blackburn.
Yeah, I can't do the Blackburn ones because obviously they're in England, aren't they?
Ah, they were in England,
Yeah, it's only the Scottish ones I can do.
I'm trying to think what else.
What about
the foster care? The foster care is where I was been in England.
Oh, okay.
That was when I was in Rochdale. I was fostered out to a family in Rochdale.
Okay. Oh, look, I've got 3 here for you. That's plenty for us to go at. So what I'll do is I'll write to the social services and the education authorities of these 3 care settings I've got up in Scotland. When I get the information back, Donald, do you want me to share it with you?
Yes, that'd be fine. I mean, you should go my address anyway, hadn't you?
Yeah, no, I've got everything, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I probably forgot to mention other places I've been, I just can't remember them all.
Yeah,
not the children's homes, approved schools, detention, hostels, as I say, I was in them all.
Yeah, okay. So what I'll do, Donald, is when I get all the information back from the social services and the education authorities, I'll share everything I get with you. And then you and I will go through them together, either face to face or over on a call. We'll make sure that you're happy. We haven't missed out any information or any evidence. We'll go through all of your statements, make sure you know your statements have everything in them that you want. And what we'll do then, Donald, is then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. So what we've done so far, Donald, just to keep you fully up to date, is we've gave Scottish Redress notice that we are going to claim. We've lodged a complaint with them for you on your behalf. So we've got an application number and we've been recognised as your lawyer. But we've also told them we are going to be providing them with support and evidence. So what that means is they're not going to work on our case until we provide them with the evidence. Once we've got all the evidence together, you've gone through it all, you're happy with it all, we'll submit it to Scottish Redress. Then what happens, Donald, is we then await what's called a panel date. So a panel of individuals from the Scottish Redress, judge our case, if you like. It's all done behind closed doors, Donald, so it's not like a children's panel or anything like that. And then from there, we'll get notification of any wrongdoing from the Scottish Government, recognition, obviously, that you deserve, and hopefully an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Thomas.
Right, so that's good news, and hopefully I'll get rewarded well.
Hopefully.
Well, thanks very much for being here with me, Rene.
Oh, no, thank you for talking to me. Donald, I just have to go back a step, one step with you. Just obviously, I'm about to embark on 8 to 10 months worth of work, and obviously, as well, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to make sure you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there. I also need to run through it with you on this recorded call for our compliance team. So you've probably been told this before from our customer care team, but I do need to run through it with you. And if you're happy for me to continue, then obviously I will do.
I'm happy with you. You could have to represent me. Yes, I'm quite happy.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Mr. Thomas, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, gathering your own evidence and submitting.
But I would rather have somebody help me because I don't have a good name and things like that.
Yeah, nobody picks their option, Mr. Thomas.
Because it's my brain injury, you know.
Yeah. Just also, Donald, there are option two, should I say, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, and they don't charge you. They won't charge you any fees. The reason why they don't charge fees, Thomas, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm...
So you mean even if I win, I have to pay you £2,000, is that what you're saying?
No, sir, no. This is an option for you, okay? So there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, and they won't charge you any fees, Mr. Thomas. The reason being is they get paid £2,000 per client by the Scottish Government, whether you win or lose that case. So you could lose that case and those law firms would still get £2,000. Okay, so it's just I'm just making you fully aware of all of your options, you see. So you can choose that option and go with them law firms and you know, take the chance of getting something with them. But,
I'll just stick with yourself.
Yeah. I'll tell you why, how we do it, Thomas, is we don't get paid from the Scottish Government. We've rejected that scheme on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing to the Scottish Government either. What we do, Thomas, is we enter into a private fee agreement with you under a no-win, no-fee contract, and where you win, we lose together. And it's on us as a business and as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can, so you get gives you the chance of getting the most out of this process. Our fate are tied, in effect, so we're not getting a handout and, you know, running, going through the mill with. with you. We are actually fighting for every penny we can get for you, because it's in our best interest also. Our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT, which works out at 19.2%. So just for ease of maths, Thomas, you'll never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case. Our fees are capped. On the flip side, the no-fee part of the no-win, no-fee contract, because you've been through such, you know, such troubling times because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure or duress if we are unsuccessful with your case.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means, Thomas, if we don't get you any compensation, you don't owe us any money. Okay. Our insurance policy and our insurance cover will cover all of our time.
Okay.
Is that okay, Mr. Thomas?
Yes, that's fine now.
Perfect, Donald. Do you understand those three options?
Yes, yes.
And are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, I am. I'm pleased with you helping me, yes.
Perfect, Donald. Thank you very much. Just to let you know, Donald, you signed a fee agreement with us on the 10th of March. You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is, Mr. Thomas, if you want to change your mind within 14 days, you have the right to rip up any contracts with us and walk away. If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed, I can restart that 14-day cooling off period from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, and want us to just crack on and start your case, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you.
I'm happy with your sales representing and doing it for me. Is that okay?
Are you happy for us to waive the 14-day cooling off period? Okay.
Yeah.
What I'll do, Mr. Thomas, is I'll write to you. Oh, no, you've got my number. Save my number. My name's Michael.
Michael.
If you need me for anything, Donald, give me a call. If you're struggling with anything or can't remember anything, just call me. I'm always at the other end of this phone to you. I work for you now, Donald.
That's great. If I can think of anything else, I'll phone and let you know. Okay.
Just give me a call, Donald. Leave me a message and I'll call you straight back, okay?
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
I'll touch base with you every 3 to 4 weeks, Donald, either by email or phone call, and let you know how I'm getting on.
That's great.
Okay, Mr. Thomas, do you have any questions for me?
I'll just speak to you through the procedure with you, and if I think of anything else, I'll contact you and let you know. And really, just be glad when it's all sorted out and by way, really, you know.
Yeah.
But, no, I can't think of anything else in there. It's just I'm quite happy with you representing me.
Okay, Mr. Thomas. Thank you very much.
Right, you have a nice weekend, right? Thank you very much.
A nice weekend, Donald. Lovely speaking to you. Thank you for being so brave and speaking to me, Donald.
You too. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.
Bye. Bye.